This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If it's happening in sports in Saskatchewan, we've got it covered. The all-new Sports Cage. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll-free 1-866-767-0620. On your radio at 620 CKRM and online at sportscage.com.
And we are back, Saskatchewan, the brand new Sports Cage on this Wednesday. A lot going through. We got another hour with you. If you missed anything that we have had so far, off the hop, we had Luke Mullender on breaking down the Riders. Bidwell's talking there. We are live on the radio, and he's setting things up. We're getting ready to go. I'm just recapping what we've had so far. Luke Mullender, Nick Weeb, able to join us. He was hopping on an airplane to go to the Dogs Breakfast in Saskatoon, where Dave and Derek are right now. And Nick Weeb's interview, if you didn't hear it, you got to go back on the podcast form and listen to this guy and how excited he is to be part of Rider Nation. Eric Francis, an hour two NHL segment there. There's two games tonight, Oilers and Kings, and Stars and Golden Knights go at it. And you can go back, check it all out on the podcast form. Let's go out on the, it's not the Western Pizza guest hotline. You guys are live at the Dogs Breakfast. This whole hour is like a real Dave Thomas feel hour, because we got Dave coming on now to talk about the CFL draft. Dave's also going to chat with Scott Flory from the U of S Huskies later in this hour. And then we also got a little around the horn with Dave talking baseball. So
you and I are done.
It's a Dave Thomas feel. Let's have Dave have the floor here. He recently purchased a house in Regina. Yesterday about that. And then now he's back up grinding in Saskatoon. This guy's got a motor. I'm telling you, Rider Nation, We got ourselves an absolute gem here. Because it's like every time I turn around, I feel like Dave's in Regina. And then I turn around and he's in Saskatoon. And he's working here. And he's a sidler. He's like the Seinfeld episode. It's like, oh, there's Dave. He's over there. Dave, all joking aside, it is a busy stretch for you here as you get ready for the Dogs Breakfast tonight. We got camp coming up in Saskatoon. When you go through the draft, and probably as it was going on, you were there yesterday, and then at the end of it all, how do you assess it for the Riders?
I think the best way to assess it, and I don't want to insult anyone's intelligence, because I want to provide information and you can make your own decisions. So I had an opportunity to meet with a mind that I very much respect when it comes to Canadian football. And the one thing that he pointed out to me was that if you're doing a draft, right, if you're drafting an NHL team, a playoff team, right, for your playoff pool, you want those performers to perform now. Your organization is in serious trouble if you go into a draft needing to find a starter. So the Saskatchewan Roughriders, they found themselves players that they can go ahead and they can put time and effort into developing so that they can be that next group that comes in to push the guys that are currently maybe number one on the depth chart. So you look at the depth chart, and I talked about it this morning, is that patience will need to be a virtue for Rider Nation. It definitely is going to have to be, because there's a couple of guys that have got the workouts going on south of the border in the NFL. And you mentioned Nick Weeb, he's banged up, but he is going to be dynamic when he is able to come on board with this football team. So if you're expecting somebody to immediately make an impact next season, I think the closest you're going to get is our third-round pick and our wide receiver in Dell Duncan Busby, and everyone else is going to be a work.
It's kind of like, you know, with other leagues too, right? You draft players that are going to be there and be the stars in 2 or 3 years. In the Canadian Football League, it's like that. You know, we watched the NFL draft, of course, recently, and they're talking about who's going to be the first pick and this and that. Well, these guys are coming in, and they might be the stars right away for some of these teams in the NFL. But in the CFL, it is a little bit more like that. People just got to wrap their head around it, that it's a little different than the NFL. And in the NFL, it is as well, too, with the guys in the later rounds, a little bit more project picks, as Barney talked about before. But these picks that you're speaking about in the CFL, people got to wrap their head around that these guys will be the guys in a few years, mm-hmm. just like the guys that are going to be the guys this year are the guys from 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, in any sport, right? Mm-hmm. The most successful franchises are the ones that are able to develop their players the quickest. And that's what the sense I got was last night down in the war room with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, was that they were picking the best available athletes, the players that they thought would be the best fit, and the ones that they could develop into the next stars in the Canadian Football League that are national products.
What did you think about the video that's gone viral? We played part of it here a little bit ago on Corey Mace FaceTiming Nick Weeb. I thought that was fantastic from both sides. You got to see Corey Mace in action and just the passion he has and a dude, right? He just seems like a dude. And then you got to hear the elation of Nick Weeb, which we talked to earlier on the show, and just a rock solid, genuine guy.
That's the word, genuine, right? Both sides of that. Like, could you imagine Corey Mace calling you up saying, hey, do you want to go for lunch? Like, I would take that call in an instant. I don't know if it'll come anytime soon, but I'd take that call. For Nick Weeb, he has been nothing but character. He's a Calgary product. He went down to Oregon to play south of the border. He decided that he wanted to transfer back up. Now, he had all kinds of opportunities in U Sports. Out east, he could have gone to Calgary, could have gone to Edmonton. He had a couple of buddies that were playing on the Huskies, said, we're doing something special here in Saskatoon. Come on up and check it out. And Nick Weeb came in, and as valuable as he was on the field, his leadership qualities equally as valuable. So that speaks a lot to the character, just a genuine, good person.
He talked before we got him on. He talked about, you know, his dad got ill. That's why he transferred from mm-hmm. Oregon. And then Scott Flory, and then you mentioned, you know, the other guys from the team as well. And he said it was like Scott and the U of S Huskies, they recruited my family, not just me, right? Like such a smart play. And then back to the Corey Mace thing. Yeah, he asks you to go for lunch. Corey Mace asks you to move. We all hate going to help buddy move, but he's the kind of guy that if he calls and says, hey, can you move me? A third floor condo here, we got to get some stuff up and down. We're in, Bidzy, right?
Yeah, you get a lot of guys saying that one of the greatest leaders, of course, that they ever had a chance to play with. We know he's a great leader. Mark Messier, guys talk about it. They say, when I was playing with him, I've heard a lot of guys talk about their time with him, and they say, we went to some restaurant, and it was terrible. It was the food was terrible, the service was terrible, but somehow Mark got us fired up that this was going to be the best meal, and this is going to be one of the best memories we'll ever have. And we all bought in. Like, we just bought in, even though we knew it was something different. But when Mark told us, and the way Mark described it, and it got us all fired up, it turned out to be what he said. So, yes, I get that from Nick Weeb, and he's a genuine person, as we said. He's a guy that has a lot of emotion. He's going to bring that to the locker room. Quickly, though, I want to ask you, though, Dave, you mentioned you were in the war room, Saskatchewan Rough Riders, for draft day. Now, what kind of snacks did they have and what kind of food? Now, I was looking at some of the other teams yesterday on TSN. When they showed the Ottawa Red Blacks, they looked like they were just some guys woke up from a nap. And maybe they threw on a shirt there and they managed to get it on an Ottawa Red Black shirt. It didn't look very organized. BC Lions had two guys in there. I don't know. It looked like they just made him go there because the camera was on. But Saskatchewan looked like they had it together a little bit more. It probably was more than just a chicken finger.
Oh, you know what? I don't know. I'm the rookie around here, right? But but I'd tell you, Gordy, it looked like he had him hooked up. And again, I've only met the man. He's been kind enough to spend some time with me a couple of times. But man, he had trail mix, like in bowls? Like, who else had trail mix? You got trail mix.
That's a sign of a good organization.
Absolutely. Right. There was cactus cut fries. Somebody was having vegetables.
Cactus
who was eating vegetables. Okay. There was wraps. There was sandwiches.
It was a sign of
trail mix, next level.
See what they say. A good organization starts at the top. Right?
Absolutely. Trail mix
and crinkle cuts and whatever,
the little things, fellas, right? The way you painted the picture of the Ottawa, I'm picturing like somebody made a peach drink in a container and then they went into the cupboard and got like an old bag of hickory sticks, wasn't sealed up properly. Yeah. They were stale. We've all had that happen.
A ripple chip. They just had a ripple chip there. I don't even think they had a dip.
Not even a brand name either. Okay. Back on track. I want to get Bidzi and I were talking about this earlier. First off, I asked for a pronunciation. I don't know if you got it yet. Is it a Joe a Joe?
A Joe a Joe.
A Joe a Joe.
Good handle.
Great handle. Garden City Community College. This guy, Dave, and I know he's a seventh rounder. I feel diamond in the rough kind of stuff here, right? He was a Clemson guy, and I've said it a few times already today. You're practicing against top-notch defensive backs when you're at Clemson or a school like that. But, some injuries kind of force him to bump around. And then the last past season, he played with the Garden City Community College Bronc Busters. Are you feeling diamond in the rough kind of style from a Joe as well?
Absolutely. I think I go back to the development piece, right? They are going to develop these draft picks, and a Joe, I think, is one of them. And he comes in with almost having a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, and every organization, you don't want to admit it, but every organization needs one.
Yeah.
You need some guy that is going to hold other guys accountable and maybe go ahead and bring a little extra and added emotion. And again, it's going to be hard for a young player to come into the organization and bring that immediately, but I don't think there's anything wrong with a guy with a chip on his shoulder having something to prove, being a little ticked off that he went in the seventh round. I think that he is going to make a statement.
Looking at Bidzi here, and I think he still thinks we're talking about potato chips. But the funny thing about...
I'm just thinking.
And Coulson brought this up. The Garden City Bronc Busters, they're some of their alumni. Like, it was Corey Dillon, right? Former New England Patriot, Cincinnati Bengals before that. The other one, Tyreek Hill, was a Garden City Bronc Buster. So, some really, really cool things there. Anyone else, like, as far, not just riders, Dave, but anything else surprise you in the draft? I remember when we talked to Darian Durant on Monday, he liked Benjamin LeBros for the Riders. Defensive back kind of seemed a little bit of trouble past and where he was and all that. The Calgary Stampeders took him fourth overall. Just on the draft and knowing the CIS and collegiate football, anything else surprise you yesterday?
I'm surprised maybe that there was a couple of offensive linemen, especially everybody talked about the two UBC guys, and they were good, like Theo Benedict and Giovanni Manu.
They're so good. I think people were surprised that they went, right? They thought they're going to go a little bit later because they don't think they're going to be in the CFL.
Yeah, and I was surprised that they went as early as they did because I don't know that either are going to come back anytime soon. I think if there's any guys that have legitimate shots, and even, again, I'm not wishing ill on Kyle Herbel, our number one guy, right? But I think those two guys out of UBC have better opportunities to stick south of the border than perhaps he might. That's just my own personal opinion. But there are some great linemen in Alberta that I kind of wondered a little bit about. I'm really happy that Jackson Sombach is going to get a shot, and I really think it's an intriguing opportunity that he is going to have when you look at where he went going to Calgary. So I really think that that's kind of an interesting pick because we talked about the John Huffnagel tree, right? And everything is done with intent and purpose in Calgary, and there's a plan. So where he's going to fit in, I'm very curious. I know that Coach Mark McConkey from the U of R Rams is very, very high and on his athletes, which he should be, but he said that he's going to turn some heads going to turn some heads there. So I really think that that's one name of many that stick out, but one that we're a lot more familiar with.
I know you have an extremely busy night and a busy morning tomorrow, again grinding. You're good. Dave Thomas is a grinder, and then you got you're gonna catch up with Scott Flory in a bit, and we're gonna hear that on the program. So go grab a coffee or a Red Bull or whatever you do to keep hammering
he gets
away.
The Johnny
Dave.
Hustler Award, I think.
Yeah.
Well, see, and it's funny. I got the Seinfeld reference you made, and usually it's the one where it's the dark. You know, when you're in the dark and you look totally terrible. That's the episode usually
the two-faced.
My radio face is more. That's right.
The two-faced date that Jerry had. The Sidler. the Sidler. That's where like he had to put the Tic Tacs in his pocket because it always pop up.
That's right.
Go have some fun, Dave, and then we'll listen to you with Scott Flory here in a bit.
Thanks, guys.
Right on. Busy. That's Dave Thomas, new voice of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, an all-around great guy and workhorse for us. It is time for a break on the home of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, 620 CKRM.